Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario. Woohoo!
Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
This is Roger Clark.
This is Master Daniel Piscina.
This is Lucy Pohl.
This is John St. John.
You're listening to my favorite,
the Game Fix Podcast.
Game Fix Show.
The Game Fix Show. Yeah, them boys, they're pretty funny.
And I think right now in this world, it's all about the crossovers.
We are there. This is happening. This is the next step. I'm telling you right now, man.
It's that wait and attack pattern where they give you an opening and then you have to strike them, knock them down like, I don't know, two or three times, and then you defeat them.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish and we got a full house.
What do you do?
Introduce themselves, or are you just going to sit there and not say a word?
I'm Mike.
Jack is currently mute. He's really good at this.
Verlaine, make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here for not facebook.com/gamefixshow or twitch.tv/gamefix.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jack does this only to screw our show. Like, he comes on to just fuck with our show. Maybe he was mad something happened on his show earlier today. Who knows? No one would really know.
You're stealing my gimmick, dude.
I know. Like, seriously. Yeah, Jack is here from the Canned Air podcast. Welcome, sir.
Hello, guys.
We have a lot to get into. I didn't mention... Yes, I think we should. All four of us. Yeah. Anyway. GameFixShow.com is where to find the website. You can also follow us, subscribe, like, and all of our social medias there, as well as check out our Patreon and, help the show out. Help the show out. It's not free. This is not a free show. It's free for you. It's just not free for us. So that's where we're at. So, and we appreciate all the supporters, monetary and not monetary. You don't have to pay for this, but if you really support it, we really do appreciate that. So, okay. With saying that, there is a lot to get to. Some subscriptions, live service gaming fails. Oh yeah. Some live service gaming fails. Anyone for 200? Whatever, yeah. Also, a lot of game cancels this past week that we're going to get into. And is there a game where you sat there and when you were done playing the game, you went, "What am I doing with my life?" You guys don't have to answer that. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. I think you guys got it. All right. Fair enough. So I'll let you think about it, Jack. Sorry. I know that it's going to be hard for you. So, but like, hey, let's do like we always do. We talk about what we've been gaming. And I'm going to throw it to Verlaine because he's looking great tonight. He's got all of his Kylo Ren going. And I know Jack does too, but no one cares about Jack. So what is happening? Why is there so much Kylo Ren? So Verlaine, why don't you tell us what have you been gaming?
So for a second, and I tried to go back and play just more for literally like just like a few matches, I got to play the Guilty Gear Strive beta. I am a fan of Guilty Gear only because the art style, really, it's the art. The art is fucking amazing. It's always amazing. It's hand-drawn. And with this game, I mean, and this is what I'm picking up out of it, Mike would completely get different shit out of the game. But for me right now, it seems way catered towards what everyone's catering to. Like, it's like it's catered to non-competitive fighting players with the easy buttons and the easy combos and the easy moves. But that always leads to, like, bullshit anyways. Like, it always leads to, like, the good players still, like, coming up with infinite combos or whatever. But really, what I'm pulling out of this is the way that they go into these ultimate special moves is fucking so awesome. The art is seamless. It's just, it's great. It's Guilty Gear. And if you don't know Guilty Gear, you don't know really what I'm talking about. Mike, you play Guilty Gear, right?
Yep.
Like, he knows what I'm talking about. It's just like, I mean, and it's always been this way. It's like playing a Japan anime game. Like, it's just so fluid and it's just awesome. And it's one game that still maintains that kooky Japanese, what the fuck is this doing in the game? But it's doing it with such great art style. It's got just the flashes and everything about the game is just beautiful. Like, they do it best. They do it, like, so much shit could be going on the screen and you kind of understand everything that's going on. I don't know. That's the only way I could put it. But the game's cool. It's going to be coming out on Game Pass. It's going to be launching. And in fact, this is one of the first Guilty Gears on Xbox. Like, it's only been like a PlayStation thing, right?
For the most part.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. So that's going to be coming out. And mainly what I've been playing, though, is Overwatch. And I've been playing Overwatch because, well, we've been getting into comp matches now. So me and Jack have been playing, but now we're playing competitive. And we found some partners, and they're good partners, and we're winning games, but they're like a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old kid. We're fucking dominating, dude. It's fucking awesome. And it's
so you only have four?
Well, we have a random that will either one of their friends might join, and then we have a random that doesn't talk. A random that we picked up during a game that just wanted to hang out with us, so they keep joining. But we don't never, they just listen to whatever the fuck we say.
Because there's probably a good fifth you could get, but like, I, you know, no one's ever asked him. So,
yeah. So that's it's fun. And it's yeah, you never play when we are. We're on early.
I know. You guys are weird.
Well, I work early in the morning.
Or should I say old?
We're old. Or yeah, earlier. Old. I'll go for old. Now, old. Yeah. So, yeah, it's cool. The new season's going to be starting up. I want to kind of talk about it because they're fucking reworking a lot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we played the trailer before it. Obviously, we're going to get some cool collaborations and stuff. Yeah. Obviously, I think the one that really caught everyone's eye is One Punch Man. So, I mean, I don't know.
And it's how fitting that it's Doomfist.
Yeah, dude. That's actually sweet.
There's no one else it should be.
Yeah.
Like, name another person that should be. He's the one that punches. Give it to him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Other than Popeye, but that reference might go over a lot of people's heads.
Well, but all I'm saying is the character in the game. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if if Popeye was an Overwatch, it would be him.
Yeah.
I will give you that. But yeah, that's it's cool. Interesting. It's funny because, you know, we were all kind of wondering what was to be of Overwatch after everyone left or everyone got fired or whatever. And then they announced Overwatch 2. And then it was like, when is this going to happen? And it finally happened. And now we're actually going to get some stuff that's kind of making it their own. And hopefully it works. Crossovers always make me nervous.
Yeah. It's just skins though. And they don't really do it often. That's why I'm excited. I wish they would do it with something a little more, you know, mainstream for Americans. You know, like they One Punch Man, and I don't even know the reference for the other one.
The Roadhog one is a weird one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think that's just kind of branching into like more of the Asian market. So it's like broadening that appeal for esports over there is what it seems like.
I guess that's where the money is in this case. So I get that. So all right. Well, Jack, I was going to have you go next, but actually, I'm going to go next because there's something me and Jack can both talk about what we've been actually gaming on. We got back to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm allowed to give games nicknames too. So, it's good. We finally got back into it and it's still awesome. There's still stuff we're trying to uncover and figure out. Oh, it's Grounded, by the way. Did I not say it? I don't think I even said the name of it. But anyway, the game's Grounded. It's on Game Pass. And yeah, we had Brett come on the other day. He just randomly jumped in. He randomly jumped in and pretty much asked if, you know, how the game is because we were actually playing it. He was thinking about downloading it and playing it, which he did the next night. He was playing with like three other people. So I was like, ah, oh, like I was gonna totally like jump in and join him, but he was playing with three others. But it's okay, it's all good. And yeah, he might join us. Who knows? But man, I mean, I feel like we've gotten pretty far. Like we've gotten to the point where like I feel really good about. Like I could like stop playing the game and be like, yeah, I played that game a lot. That was a good game. But no, I don't want to stop. It's so much fun. It's still very challenging. We're getting stronger. I could tell that we're getting stronger. You know, we could take more hits or whatever. But
we can kill the game, bees now. Easy.
What's that? Bees? Yeah, especially with two people, because like I was doing it solo and I was dying pretty often, but with two it really really helps. And the game's grounded, it's cool, definitely a good game. So
I just want to find the other labs in that place.
I know,
no idea where they're at or how to go about it.
Jack, we will find them, I promise you. I don't know how long it's going to take us, but it doesn't matter because it's a good game.
That's close to looking online for just a smidgen of a direction.
Okay. Nothing.
But I haven't yet. I've got.
Yeah, no, don't do it. Don't do it. We'll figure it out. So, all right. Well, that's for me, Jack. What have you been gaming? Mike, you're going last. You'll like it.
I've been playing Overwatch. I've been playing Grounded. I was on Game Pass and I was flipping through and I thought I'd take a stroll down nostalgia lane I guess, and try one of the old style like 16-bit RPGs that they got, because I used to be huge into RPGs. That's pretty much all I would play, and then I got friends online and then we'd play competitive.
Oh, and then you got friends.
Yeah. But it's called Chained Echoes and it's your normal typical RPG. You start out as just nobody and then you stuff happens in the world and then you're the one that gets to be the hero and go take care of it. The gameplay is pretty cool. It's like I've got six people in my group. It jumps around in the story wise. There's two people doing this, two people doing this, and they all meet up, of course. And then you got this huge team and you can swap a couple characters in between during fights. The level up system is a little bit different because it kind of gives you, you know, at this stage you can pick these stats, and then once you fill up like eight of these ones and there's probably 15 things you can choose from that'll open up the next tier, so you can actually build your characters the way you want to pretty well. And it's not a like, what is it, Final Fantasy 10 I think it was, when they had a huge gem map that you would fill up constantly on each character. It was kind of annoying, but this little
that spear grid,
yeah that's what it was. But yeah, Chained Echoes, regular old run-of-the-mill 16-bit RPG.
That's cool. Chained Echoes, right on. All right, Mike, you're up. And finish us off with a retro reboot.
Will do. I have been playing, it's been mostly Genshin Impact still, and I was rushing through the last couple of days of an event. I'm turned on now.
y'all are.
So they had the last couple of days going on for their flagship event called Lantern Rites, which takes place in the town of Liyue, which is kind of like China. It's like a China harbor town. And during this event, they give you access to like four different mini games. Two of them are just run around on the map and like complete a couple of missions where you just beat the crap out of some bad guys. And then there's like a wave riding boat race, which has some of the most janky controls that I've ever tried to play. Probably since this is very obscure. I don't know if any of you remember Blood Wake on the Xbox. It's this like boat based combat game. And this game controls like that, but only if you made the captain drunk. So you would have to try and veer around vortexes to gather coins. The more coins you get, you can like max out your score and you get more prima gems, which is perfect because that leads to more draws. What was beneficial about a lot of this, as opposed to like some of the King of Fighters special events, where if you're not dropping like $50 on like rubies and you're not going to afford anything, in this one you can actually enact co-op in some modes, and like you can have some of your friends gather the coins for you so you can like get through the events faster. So my wife and her sister logged on and sped me through like three of these events in a span of like 2 hours. I accomplished what I needed to get, and I drew another and I drew a fragment for a character that I've been looking to evolve and elevate, because the game's getting harder. As you level up, the world's rank levels up with you. So there's seldom a point in the game where it feels like you'll be overmatched and you can just go back and like lay waste to the like if you go back to the beginning of some games when you've maxed out all of your stats and you can just go back and beat the crap out of like the lower level enemies, it gets harder to do that in this one since everything gets stronger with you. I've been playing a lot of that. And also, because Bo Seep has requested, I went back and started playing Rygar again, which was always one of my favorite.
Yeah,
it was.
I love that game. Kind of like Faxanadu. It's one of the first like open. It's like one of the first open world games that I remember playing. So these games were like ahead of their time. And Rygar was cool. Because despite the fact that it didn't have like a battery safe backup for at least the NES port, you could still beat it in one sitting. And it had infinite continues. So you can kind of approach the game from any different angle that you want. And realistically, you can probably beat the game in about a half hour. It does pick up, and you can only beat some areas by clearing out one region first. You beat all five of them, then the final boss shows up. I'm actually trying to record some footage for that, so that's what I look forward to. So that's mostly what I've been playing.
All right. Well, what's this week's retro reboot, Mike?
This week's retro reboot? I don't know why they happen to be just off camera, but I'm going to be reviewing Bionic Commando.
Oh, that's yes! Sweet.
Another one of my favorites. And I'm doing this one for my brother because this was one of his favorite games growing up. So I'm doing this one for him.
Cool. Right on. Look for that tomorrow on our website, gamefixshow.com, around 1-2 o'clock usually you get it up, right? Or noon one? What? Somewhere around there. In the afternoon. Afternoon tomorrow he'll have it up. Yeah. So
on Miami time.
Yeah. So I think everyone was excited over that one. Even Bo Seep was like awesome. So like we're all around looking forward to this one. That's for sure. So okay, let's get right into this. This is something that I asked at the beginning of the show, and you guys had like a second to think about. Is there a game that you ever played and you were wondering why? What have I done with my life? Why did I play this entire game?
No, I think I'm in the middle of that right now, but no.
No? Anyone? No? No? I've never beat a game and went, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Well, Nick Offerman from obviously from everything, Parks and Rec, obviously, and the Last of Us, the new series, was on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and he was asked by Jimmy Kimmel, you know, if he ever played video games, and this was actually his response, courtesy of ABC and Jimmy Kimmel Live.
The Last of Us started as a video game. Have you ever played that video game?
No, I 25 years ago, I played my last video game, and I'm very indulgent.
I'm the same way.
I lost a couple of weeks to a video game called Banjo-Kazooie.
Okay.
And 2 weeks went by, and I was like, oh my God, the slow dopamine drip is so delicious. Then it's over, and you're like, yes, I won. And immediately I'm like, what have I done with my life?
Yeah, right.
And so I decided I'm never going to do that again. And so thankfully, because games have gotten so good, like The Last of Us, that I think I'd be in a basement, and I wouldn't even be going to audition for shows like this.
Okay, so what comes to mind immediately after hearing that, Verlaine? I want to hear your immediate thought after hearing that audio.
He beat that game in 2 weeks.
I love how that's where your fucking mind went, because we're gamers. That's the way we think. Okay, okay. Yeah. Jack, what's the first thing you thought of?
I never played Banjo-Kazooie, so I don't know what he went through.
No, I meant like the situation too.
I don't know. He must get really focused in on games or something like that to get to that point in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Mike?
I don't know. I can moderate games enough that I don't get look back Ninja on Gaiden. What I didn't do.
Why did it remind you of Ninja Gaiden?
When I finally beat that game, I probably played it for it was probably 10 hours straight. And I actually didn't finally beat the game fairly until about like 7 or 8 years ago. So I would just practice over and over to like to just keep my reflexes sharp in it. Because I've beaten tough games before. I've beaten Castlevania 3 Dracula's Curse, probably the hardest game I've ever beaten. And I've beaten Battletoads before. Ninja Gaiden, however, is such an adrenaline rush, and the game is so frustrating that you don't want to stop playing it, because the second you lose those motor skills and reflexes in the moment, it feels like it's lost forever.
So, that's where the dopamine drip comes into play. That's where it's just like, oh, let's go. We're all gamers here. We've all had that feeling. We've all sat in front of a console for, you know, hours at a time. Although I don't think any of us ever really went, what have I done with my life? Because usually after I'm done with a game, I go, what's the next game?
I'll judge the ending, like beating Back to the Future. Was yeah. like, what? Because it just says, like, congratulations, you win, or some stupid shit. Like, oh, that's yeah, it. Yeah. Like, so, but I've never, I wasn't like, I'm done with
Mario
this.
2, it was all a dream.
Like, dude, I've maintained playing video games and living forever. So right. He's just got an issue, and maybe he's got a problem if he can only focus on one thing. Like,
yeah, I think he was high as fuck playing that game. There's really no doubt in my mind, because I don't think it was the video game's fault. I think it was the drugs. There you go. Yeah. Are you happy now? I'm telling you, I'm here now. Hear it first. I think Nick Offerman was a drug addict.
Nick, you know what? Nick.
No, I don't mean that. Jeez. Well,
it could have been. Who knows?
Most. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, there's probably not many actual gamers out there that. You know, I guess we could say we take video games pretty seriously. We do. We have a fucking podcast that we talk about once a week about video games. But like, yeah, I don't think we ever sat there and went, man, I can't ever do that again. Because mm-hmm. like, I want it more. I want it again. I can't wait to get it. So I guess, you know,
I've got limits. Like at a certain time, I'm done. Whether I'm like winning or losing, if I want to keep playing or not, I can stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, which is why I want to try to get as much in as possible. And I don't like wasting my time. But like, seriously, Nick Offerman, like you didn't even have enough willpower to be like, Jesus, he must do nothing fun in his life.
Wait a minute. Well, I mean, there's other fun things than.
But that's what makes things fun is that the feeling that you get, the dopamine that I get, that's fun. And so like, he's probably just addicted to everything or doing nothing.
That's actually a fair point. Yeah,
I know. I have had times where I made plans. I was going to go do, or well, I was like, I know, I'm going to go do this today. And then I'll sit down and be like, I'll play this for a few minutes. And then all of a sudden I'm like, fuck, it's late. It's too late. I can't do it. What have I done all day? I played games. I don't.
You mean every day, every night we play Grounded together? Oh my God. It's 2 a.m. What the hell am I doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I would almost have to be dragged into playing something for an extended period of time. Again, with like Genshin, like when I first tried this game back on Steam, I just sort of like messed around with it and like moved on with my life. And then like when I now play it with my wife, and I'll like look at the clock, and then it's suddenly like midnight. I don't normally like play games like that. It like unless I'm recording something, even if I'm like recording game footage, I feel like I have to stop every 20 something odd minutes to get up and just do something else, to just sort of like unplug for a little bit.
We are different gamers, sir. We are different.
I kind of do gamers. That same thing. Sometimes
the only thing I have to get up to
play a little bit, get up, do something, come back.
The only thing I have to do is at midnight I have to feed my cat. That's it. Other than that, I usually don't leave the TV.
At midnight is when I start starving my Mogwai.
probably a good move. Probably a good move. All right. On that note, yeah. Good. I don't know, Nick Offerman. Whatever. do whatever you want. No one cares. No one cares. But I had to start the show off with it because it was interesting audio. Anyway, all right. Let's get into some live service gaming. The actual genre itself. A lot of people are saying that it's failing because, well, there's a lot of shutdowns. A lot of shutdowns, especially this past week. A lot of announcement shutdowns. Battlefield Mobile, Apex Legends Mobile, Crossfire X, Rumbleverse gone, Echo VR gone, Back for Blood not gone but not supported anymore, Crimesight gone. Yeah, are we worried? Are we worried? Is this a dead genre? Genre.
Well, we've discussed this before. There's only what, two that have succeeded, yeah. Maybe three. Destiny 2. Warframe is one of them. I mean, shit, you can almost count Grand Theft Auto 5 as live service right now. There's only a few of them. And one of the main things, even at, let's outside of Warframe, and look, Destiny is just Warframe. Like, they ripped off Warframe. I'll say it. But Destiny, when it came out, and it's the most successful live service right now. I mean, okay, so I'm not considering RPGs the same thing, because they're RPGs. Live service is meant for RPGs. You can do that kind of world that's like LARPing. Live service, when it comes to actual gaming, like shooters and shit, it's a different kind of animal. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's not working. But Destiny works, because Destiny was a polished game. And it worked right out of the bat completely. Everything else has come out with bugs, and they came out expecting to fix things. And you're catering to an audience that, guess what? A majority aren't paying for your game in the first place. So you have people like me playing your game that's free to play and it's live service. And then I'm bitching because of this, that, and the other thing, the drop rates or this other nerd shit or whatever the fuck. I'm just not happy. And so you're like forming the game to my needs and not the needs that you want me, because guess what? It's your game. You make the rules. Milton Bradley doesn't fucking say, okay, when you roll a six, what's the vote? What are we going to do on a six roll? Are we going to move six or what? You know what I'm saying? Like, they make the fucking rules and you follow them. If you don't like the game, you don't play the game. But these idiots, and that's why it's failing. Destiny 2, you think the dudes at Bungie are like, oh, you don't like the way this is working? Like, fucking shit. Even now, they are still coming out with shit. People are on their ass. Destiny 2. We should be worried about fucking PlayStation, because remember, PlayStation said, they put all their money in the bank with 100 and some live service games that they have planned. That's who should be worried about this, because all the other ones are falling apart. Even Avengers, which I liked, it's just not working.
No.
Mike? Destruction All-Stars, like, it's like, well, that one died like a year or two ago, but it's like it's like for Lane said, if you have a model that doesn't work, then no one's going to play it. Also, there's a lot of these mid-range games that are trying to elbow each other out for attention. Back for Blood was supposed to be the successor for Left 4 Dead. People are still playing Left 4 Dead. How do you keep them from playing Left 4 Dead to buy your new game? You're going to have to decommission the old game. You do that, you piss people off. Anthem. If Anthem had come out as like its initial pitch trailer had indicated, it probably would have been a success. But it came out and it was just like The Division. It was just kind of a soulless looter shooter. So no one's really going to buy into that. Yeah. Fortnite, not necessarily the same thing, but I Fortnite...
mean, you can't really even put Fortnite in there because it's alive and thriving. You know what I mean?
Yeah, But yeah, as you said with like Destiny, like if you just play Destiny, it's just like a base game and you had no multiplayer, it can thrive on that. That was one of the reasons why its expansions were successful. Then it's been a while since I've checked. I don't even know if they do expansions anymore. I think they still do events.
Oh, okay. It's coming out right now.
It just came out. Yeah. It's coming out.
Well, then you have games like, well, Rumbleverse that's going away when like five or six different IPs come out with the same fucking game, pretty much just reskinned. In this case, like the Smash Bros. Genre of like the fighting style. I mean, we all knew that Rumbleverse had no chance compared to the other games that were out there. You know, the Looney Tunes game and the like, and yeah, of course, Smash Bros. Itself. You know, like we just knew, like, what is this game? Who cares about these characters that we don't even know? You know, I mean, the other game I'm talking about, they have fucking Bugs Bunny, they have fucking LeBron James in it, and it's probably not doing as great as they expected it in the first place. So the fact that they thought that a game with unknown characters, I don't know, man. This day and age, it's just not. I don't think it's in the cards anymore.
Well, that's the thing. And, like, you know, if you were to take those away, Fortnite, yeah, Fortnite, you could feel the moment Fortnite got scared when they started just buying the rights to every fucking being on Earth to put in their games.
Like, that's all that keeps, like, it going is just the skins.
Yeah, that's the only thing that gets people like, hey, I might turn it on and see my favorite character in Fortnite mm-hmm. again. But, like, they've still got shit to worry about. You know, Multiverse has built its whole IP on fucking, yeah, like, a bunch of other IPs, when in reality, it still wasn't good enough. I mean, like, dude, I wouldn't even be surprised if the only people playing it are Rick and Morty fans, because that's the only game they're even fucking in. You know, like, you can't tell me there's Looney Tunes fans or LeBron James fans. Batman, you could play Batman in every fucking game on Earth. Batman's in it. You know, so I think the hugest problem with live service is fucking free to play. That's the issue. Every failing one is free to play. You can't come out free to play and be like, why am I failing? You forgot to charge money, you fucking idiot. That's how you make money, is by charging people money to play.
Yeah, but the problem with that, and I see what you're saying, Verlaine, but I think the problem with that is that, you know, if I came out with another game that's a Smash Bros, you know, clone, and I put it out there for free, I'd get people to play it at first. But here's the deal. If I put it out there for a price, and even if it was like $5.99 or even $10, something like that, it wouldn't get bought anyway, because they're like, well, I don't want to try this game. I don't want to put my money into it because it's just another clone. Right. So I think the problem with free to play is that you're only going to get one game per genre that really, really connects with people. I mean, the difference between that is Call of Duty, Warzone, and Fortnite. Like, those are the two that are relatively the same game, but you know, one's third person, one's first person. So, you know, it's just hard to pull that out. What's that?
Well, they can still die. Like,
well, but for now they're alive and thriving. That's my only point. And they've been thriving and alive longer than any of the other games that we've been talking about.
Yeah, and people spend money on those games.
Because they were the first.
Yeah, and people are already invested, so they're going to keep investing if they're going to invest anything into a game. Right. But that's also, I mean, that's got to be part of your model, is that you have to rely on, okay, well, let's give them this game, and we have to rely on them liking it enough to put money in it after they play it.
Yeah.
So if you can't do that, you're going to fail. In this day and age, yeah, you're right. Like, you put the wrong price on your game.
What about PUBG? Sorry. Make that third at this point. It's like almost gone.
Well, the thing is, PUBG worked, and it cost money at first, is what he's saying. But right now, there's so many PUBG Mobile is probably more popular than PUBG right now.
Oh, 100%.
But all of those games, like, they've plateaued. They have their player bases. Even Fortnite. I mean, Fortnite can gain younger people all the time. But when you have a game that's like, if they can't back anything up later on after free, you fail. So you have the clones that if you charge money, your game's not good enough. You don't have a good enough marketing. You want to just come out and just think people are going to play your game based on Reddit posts. Like, yeah, people may not buy your game. The people that do buy your game will be emotionally invested. That's a whole nother like story on how you're just going to like kind of by default stick with the game a little more because you did pull the trigger. But then it all comes down to, guess what, dude? Okay, if you're working on a fucking game and it's a clone, or it's just like another game just with different characters, and you can't put it out for money because there's better ones out for free, that's when you stop making that game and start making something that can make you money. Because I'm telling you, if now everybody's coming out free, it pretty much amounted to, here's our game. This is what you get. Overwatch, for an example. Overwatch just was like, for this price point, you get probably one of the longest live service first-person shooter games you'll ever have. and it's still going, because the free to play part of the second one kind of was just like a free update for everybody, assuming everybody already bought it by now, you know? So it kind of like they did it, but then outside of that, it's like shit for 50, 60 bucks, mostly 20, because it was usually on half price anyways. You got all of this. There is no competing with that. So the next step has to be free. No one's going to give anyone, like, that's the thing. Like, oh shit, this guy did this for 50. We can't possibly do that. No one's going to buy our game. Make it free. Fine. And then we'll hopefully be able to get them to pay for something down the road.
Yeah.
It's okay. Risky. I think that, yeah, right now it's a popularity contest when it comes to live service, because
very much
people
so.
only want certain things in their life. Like, they're not, you can't look at a horror game and make it live service, because people aren't going to always want horror in their life all the time. Maybe.
Mike, you look annoyed. So. Mike, you look annoyed by that point. What's on your mind?
No, I actually kind of agree with that. And it reminds me of like Resident Evil Reverse. Like, remember Resident Evil Reverse? They wisely bundled that with like pre-orders of like Resident Evil 8, because on its own it probably would have flopped. So they kind of salvaged Reverse as like, oh, here's like a free to play if you ordered the special edition of Resident Evil 8, and it kind of works as maybe
which people were going to buy anyway.
This is the thing. Like, all right, so with that, so you have Reverse where they're like, shit, we should just target the people who bought the fucking original game. Well, guess what, dudes? There's people like me who would at any moment jump on a free-to-play Resident Evil game just to see what it's about, because I don't want to risk my money with all the shit that's in between. So I looked to try to play Resident Evil, the Reverse. Couldn't, because I didn't fucking own the game. Couldn't even try out the other one. So that's a thing. So when you're talking about making something for the public for free, I mean, right off the bat, you have to expect to make zero money, because that's just doing that. That is what business is not. The number one rule of business is to make fucking money, dude. I don't know. So we're seeing it. And there are going to be some that win, at least for PlayStation's sake. They own Bungie, which is the number one. If they're smart, they'll get Bungie to do some more of that, because nobody else can. Nobody. Square Enix couldn't fucking do it with the Avengers, the most popular IP on the fucking planet. They couldn't make that work as a fucking live service game.
Yeah. Jokes. Well, because the game
sucked. Like,
because the game sucked.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, like,
that was the problem.
And nobody could make, I don't think you can make a something like that live service. You can't. It's limited, because then you can only limit the amount of people you play with, or else the characters, you're going to have 7 Spider-Man running around.
Yeah.
And those are also risks. I mean, shit, like, yeah.
Yeah. No, all right. Well, let's leave it at that, I think. I don't know. I guess we'll find out more as we go, because there's only going to be more games falling. It's just, or failing, I guess, in this case. So, we'll see what is the next to go down.
Is it Roller Champions?
We need like a death pull or a Deadpool, like, started off. Like, what's the next one to die? Anyway, well, this one's not dying. This one's actually this one's actually happening. And honestly, I couldn't be any more happier than I am about this game. I'm actually thinking about pre-ordering it. And I usually don't pre-order games, not anymore nowadays. But Jedi Survivor seems like a game that I'm like, okay. I liked the first one. It was great. I played all the way through it. I beat it. It was awesome. I never went back to it. I will admit that. Yeah. But it was awesome. The gameplay was sweet. It was just great. It was everything you wanted in a Star Wars game. But with this new one, before I talk about that, it has been delayed. And I know I usually say, you know, pull up a red flag because it's a delay. But it's the first delay. And one delay... only like a month out before it was released, and they only push it back like 3 weeks. That's not a big deal. That's like, okay, there's a couple of screws we gotta tighten up. I'm okay with that. It's when they start delaying it 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 years. that's when you should fucking worry about it. But for now, okay, yeah, there is a little bit of a delay. It's only a couple of weeks.
If it's an O delay?
So So, what is the date that it's released?
I don't know, but what is the date that it's done?
What is the date that it was released?
Like the original date?
In March? That was like mid-March.
Well, it's now going to come out April 28th, and I believe it was, yeah, I want to say it was March.
Not that bad of a delay.
No, it's not. Oh, who told you could talk? yeah, so it's not that bad of a delay. That's why it's why you shouldn't really worry about it. I think this is more of, like I said, more of like you got to get the screws tightened and maybe polish it up a little bit, whatever. Who knows what they're doing with it, but that's fine. I think they should do their thing. Now, the biggest thing that I've heard this past week is that, well, they're saying that the sequel will finally fix one of its biggest problems. And I wouldn't even call it a problem, but I would call it frustrating as all hell. And that's when all of the characters or all your enemies would respawn when you go to a next room or when you save. Everything was like, they would all put them back out there and you'd have to fight them again.
That's a Dark Souls type thing, though.
Yeah, it is. They Dark did Souls. That on, like, just, yeah, like Dark Souls.
Well, that's going by the wayside. So that's cool. That's no longer going to happen. So it'll be more like a God of War where, you know, things will actually die in the game. Yeah. So that's actually cool. And because of that, like I said, I'm actually looking forward to it even more. Because that's the type of game that not only will I play once, but I'll play twice. I'll play three times because I'll enjoy it that much. So, yeah, in the next iteration of Cal Kestis, I couldn't be more excited. So let's go. And you know me, I'm not the biggest Star Wars guy, but I was a big fan of the game. So, yeah, I don't know. Are you guys excited about this game?
Of course. It's canon. Oh, yeah. It's a fucking new Star Wars movie, really.
Yeah.
I like the gameplay of the first one. I need to finish the first one, but
yes,
yeah.
You do.
Coolest.
Yes, yeah. You do.
Probably replay it to get refresh the story a little bit.
Yeah,
I want to change the controls a little bit to be more like the Force Unleashed.
I mean, you can remap more like.
I guess. But yeah, the game is sweet. It was good. I went back for a little bit, and you just get like a couple new suits. On PC, people have all those fucking mods. You could be like the Mandalorian and shit.
Is that what that mod was from?
There's like people can, yeah, they'll be like Vader, Obi-Wan, like all sorts of shit. And I think they could even mod the other characters too to be other people. But they also do it with Battlefront too. With Battlefront, they've added a lot also.
And also what they added, apparently BD-1 will be a transvestite. That's what they're going to announce. The first robot, I'm kidding. That's not a thing. But Jack, I wanted to be like more awkward than you. That's where I was. No, but it's the game looks great. I think it's going to be a success just like the last game, although with that update that I mentioned, I think it's going to be even more fun. So yeah, bring it on, bring it on. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And they're adding, fast travel
fast travel.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be more open world this time?
Yeah. It's a little more open world.
That's probably why they took that respawn thing off.
Yeah, those were some of the things I was wondering, because like I remember when Respawn said that EA had canceled a open world Star Wars game a couple of years ago. I wonder if they just took like their assets from that and their story concepts and just made it into the Fallen Order and Survivor games. That's kind of what it feels like to me.
Yeah,
because anything else would could be garbage. Yeah.
It's true. Thank you, Relay. All right.
They've canceled everything. They canceled the fucking movies. They've canceled everything that was supposed to come out. Someone like woke up and was like, "Whoa, what the fuck are we doing? Cancel everything. Let's start over."
Well, that's what they're doing at DC right now.
Good. They should be.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to some rumors. Shall we go to some rumors? First rumor comes from Remedy Games. And they are, it sounds like they have started, again, we'll find out what happens, started writing a Alan Wake 2. Does this excite anyone?
No, I have the first two, and I haven't even played them.
I played the demo.
The first two, because it's Alan Wake, and then it's American
Nightmare. Oh yeah, yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
yeah. It wasn't a sequel. I don't know. I didn't even play it. I played a couple of it because it came with Quantum Break. Because Quantum Break's in the same universe.
That's the one I want to see a fucking sequel to. I don't give a shit about Alan Wake. I mean,
that was great.
If it happens, it's fine. Quantum Break was an Xbox One console seller for me, so I'd love to see more of that.
Yeah,
I liked it too.
He would agree with you on that one, that's for sure. The game was fucking sweet. I only played a little bit of Alan Wake, and what I remember of Alan Wake is it was boring as hell.
It was, and it was weird, but not. You were waiting to be scared, but nothing scary happened.
Nothing. I do remember that.
No. You're like, just, oh, it's a dream that's building. Not, that's it.
Yeah. Why is it's a dream that's not scary. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, so there's that rumor. I don't know. I don't know if it has legs, but, you know, take it for what it's worth. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Next rumor is actually pretty interesting. Ubisoft
production.
Ubisoft. I'm going with Ubisoft. They are saying that Ubisoft may be coming to Xbox with Ubisoft Plus. That may or may not, again, this is, you know, who knows, features 63 playable games right off the bat. Is this something that you would subscribe to?
No.
No? Okay, well, Jack.
Like, most of it's like Assassin's Creed, so.
That's exactly why, because it would be all Assassin's Creed.
It's already on PC, I think, has a version of Microsoft Plus. But yeah, I have all the games. They're on fucking Game Pass.
A lot of them are, yeah.
And they're all old, and if they're not on Game Pass, they're on something else. They're free.
Far Cry's.
They've been on Gold. Far Cry, I have a couple of them.
Battleship.
Fuck, I don't have Battleship.
Monopoly.
Monopoly, I gotta get this. The
South Parks.
It'd be sweet, man.
They got nothing, man. They got nothing. All they would have is if
Hungry Shark World.
If they were allowed to put Mario Rabbids on console, people would sign up for that game.
Yeah,
and they'd stop.
You're right.
Yes.
And there's what, 85 Tom Clancy games?
Yeah, seriously.
And none of them are like Trials. Even like working. Like when they're like fucking whatchamacallit? The Division. Okay, who's gonna fucking log into the Division right now?
Yeah. I don't know. How much do you think they would charge for this?
It's a monthly fee.
I know it's a monthly fee, but like, what would be a fair fee? To be honest, like if you were going to put
$2 a month,
$2 a month,
they come out with no new games. They could not. They couldn't go. Yeah, they couldn't go above $5. I mean, that'd be ridiculous. Nah, $5.99 is high as I'd go.
Okay, six.
As a price that's worth it, I would never pay for that garbage.
Yeah.
They're like the oldest modern day like developer publisher there is out there. There's like every single time we end up talking about Ubisoft, what are we talking about? Old games or canceled games? When was the last time there's been a Ubisoft project that there's been like hype for? Skull and Bones? Ooh, no.
Immortals Fenyx Rising, maybe?
Kind of? Maybe. Only because it's like an original idea ripped off another game.
I mean, I completed that game. It was actually pretty fun, but I don't know about the hype it had with it.
Yeah, oh, I heard that would be good.
A lot of bad with that game, I thought. But you said it was good, though.
I thought it was fun.
People just compared it to fucking Zelda. That's it. They just said it was a Zelda clone.
But it's not. It's not. It was funny. It was entertaining. It was. Yeah. I mean, it was cool.
It looked a little bit like it.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah,
it might have been another game that stole thunder from like Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, maybe a little. Maybe if they announce that it will include Beyond Good and Evil 2 in it, then
sign up the Ubisoft Plus or access to the YouTube trailer for the game.
Yeah, that's really all you get. It's okay. Well, if it was Nintendo, you'd only get a logo. So at least you get a trailer, right? Like, at least you got that. Yeah, I don't know.
Sign me up for $15.99 a month then.
What? $15?
Good and evil coming.
Oh, you mean if good and evil coming. Gotcha. Yeah. Or you just pay for the game and not everything else.
Yeah.
And you own the game and you can go back to it anytime you want. You don't have to keep paying monthly for it. So, all right. All right. Let's move on.
They got gumption.
They got gumption. That's for sure. All right. As far, you know, we talked about games that were failing or being unsupported. How about a game that's still being supported today? It's not an online game, so I guess that makes more sense. But it is Fallout 4. Fallout 4 is being supported with these. They're adding over 17,000 new voice lines, a new faction, and a completely new ending to the game. That's pretty cool. That actually might get me back on Fallout 4 to see what the fuss is all about. I don't know.
I wonder if I started it, if it would matter.
Is it official?
Be different at all? Because yeah, I've got it.
As far as I know, it's official. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't log in again because I only made it to level 19.
I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that.
I have nothing. I'd have to get all the way up there just to see all that shit. I haven't even chipped that game.
Okay.
Right. I got my first power armor.
First?
Oh, yeah, power armor. That's right. I had a power armor.
I have, like, somewhere around, like, 30 different power armors. And I only wear one, the strongest one. I mean, why would I wear it? I just have them all. Like, I was trying to go around the game and try to get as many as I could.
Collecting. But I know what I like about games like that is, like, when you can, like, make your own pad, you pretty much just make a virtual version of your own room. You just keep all the toys you find in the game.
Yeah, put them on totally. Your shelf. That's really all it is. That's I think that's why I enjoy it with that. But I don't know. I mean, I like for me, I think this is something I would pop back in, download, and give it a go. Yeah, for sure. Actually, I think it is downloaded on my console already. Yeah. Because I think I was gonna go get back into it, and then like another game came out, and it was just kind of pushed to the back burner. But yeah, there you go. So Fallout fans, Fallout 4 fans in this case. Rejoice, or I don't know, re-download the game.
Or play some old timey music.
Yes. All right. How about good news for PlayStation 5 gamers out there? You can now update your PlayStation 5 controller without a cable.
Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you, man.
That is the worst thing.
The fucking worst, turning right?
That stupid thing on, and it says, "Get up off the couch and walk across the room and find your USB cable."
They're like, "Where the fuck did I put that cable?" You know. So now, yes, we're going to be able to do it without the cable. That's awesome. I don't understand why we had to hook it up anyway.
Your phone usually has to be plugged in a lot.
But they're Bluetooth controllers. Come on, man, what are we doing here?
Even Joy-Cons can like update themselves without being like docked.
Oh well, excuse me.
No, and I think Xbox ones can too.
Yeah. Does Xbox controllers even update?
Yeah.
Well, they do.
They can.
I remember they update every once in a while.
I don't think it's updated or don't use it type thing.
Yeah. Huh. I was trying to update it when I was attempting to hook up a live chat with TMNT Shredder's Revenge, and you can like do it through that way in like the settings. I didn't even know you could do that because I've never tried live chatting and failed hard.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's just you know, great, yay.
You know why Xbox doesn't use Bluetooth? Because they have proprietary stuff, and it's faster and more reliable than Bluetooth, so they won't release it.
Maybe that's why their batteries drain so fast on the controllers. They don't have
it. It's your headset that does that.
Yeah.
Plugging the headset into the controller will drain the battery, but yeah, not that's why you can use... Well, you know. That's okay. Actually, it does. I had a PlayStation. It just doesn't do it as quick.
All right. Well, I told you the good news, by the way, that PlayStation, you're going to be able to update wirelessly. Now, you want to know the bad news, Jack?
Sure.
Uh-oh.
They've discontinued controllers.
Yeah, the controllers are out now. You have to use your cell phone now. Now, this update will only be available if the user is a part of the PlayStation 5 beta program. Oh, I just pulled the rug right out from you.
But what's the update do? It's just the ability to do it.
Yeah. Eventually, obviously, at this point, it's just like they're testing it out. But eventually, yes, you will be able to do it. For now, you have to be a part of the beta program. So,
isn't that program where they could like brick your console out of nowhere?
I guess yes. I don't know if they will.
I did that with the Xbox. It became inconvenient. You don't remember.
Dave, oh, it was the like, Xbox. That's right.
There were times where I would get these huge updates, and then at that point, from that update until they pushed it out, I couldn't play with anyone not in the program.
Yeah.
And then shit started getting fucked up. My Xbox started doing bad stuff on some of these updates, and then I started getting updates every time I turned my Xbox on. I had to sit there for a half hour updating it every single time, every day. And then I just got off the program. And to get out of the program, I had to reformat my Xbox.
Oh.
Bullshit. And then, you know, when you sign up, it says, our updates may destroy your Xbox. We're not responsible.
It's like, why would anyone even want to be a part of that if that was the case?
Because they want to see it first.
They want to see the features.
They want to see it first.
I've got a blog.
I guess if you have the money, you don't give a shit, you know, right? Yeah. But not everyone does, so. Berlane has the money. He's obviously.
Or if you live in your parents' basement.
Yeah. Not in your parents' basement. Yeah.
I'm in his parents' basement.
Oh, that's a
question.
Berlane lives in Jack's parents' basement. That's cool. Does his parents know about it? That would be weird. All right. Activision Blizzard. Let's go to it because we all want to talk about Activision Blizzard. Activision Blizzard will pay $35 million to settle workplace misconduct charges. I feel like that's a better number than what was the one that we talked about? It was like
a million.
It was like a million something, like 1.7. 35 million. Okay, now, okay, that's better. That's better. Although the question is, where does the money go to? Because it definitely doesn't go to the employees.
I don't know.
Does it go to the SEC? Probably.
I don't know who it would go to.
Probably would. I guess
they're ordered to pay this much money, but to what?
To who? Who gets it?
I don't know the law. That's
the people's law. It just seems, I don't know, whatever.
And it's not a lot of money compared to what they.
Sure. Oh, you're absolutely right. It's better than 1.7 million, but. Yeah, I just want to know where the money goes. Who gets this money? They have to pay it. They pay the courts. Why do they get it? Fuck them.
Maybe they have to pay. They have to pay the people who press charges, all the employees who are part of the lawsuit. Maybe.
So they are going to pay the employees.
I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying that's one place the money could go is because it's not like nobody's pressing charges. Somebody is in court saying these guys touched my pee-pee, and they're like. Here, have some fucking money.
Yeah.
Going to weekly pizza parties.
It should, yeah. Company functions.
It's so funny. They have to pay $35 million, yet they're trying to sell Activision Blizzard to Microsoft for $68.7 billion. So, for 35 is like, do you accept the check?
It's like taking a $10 bill and saying, "Will you accept the 7 cent waiver fee?"
Yeah, right. Yeah, fine. Yeah, I don't know. That's fine. I mean, I guess at least they're responsible for it now. And I guess for Microsoft moving forward, that's good for them because that's now off the table and they can kind of like move on from that. So. Obviously, they kind of already have since, you know, they're trying to buy it and they really didn't have anything to do with it. But here we are.
I'm pretty sure it means that they're probably closer to just approving the sale at this rate.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. I can't wait. I mean, I really don't care. Honestly, I don't even care if they were like, oh, they didn't, the sale didn't go through. It's like, okay, well, nothing's going to change. Like, right. Nothing's going to change.
Like all of the cases against why it shouldn't be because of, I don't know, the practice is going to hinder something. Like, as time passed and since there's been so little reporting on it, it just feels like a giant nothing burger. Like, the Sony just wanted to talk people into embargoing it.
I mean, hell, we used to talk about it the first thing on the show all the time. I've moved it to the back. That's how entertainment works, people.
Yeah, like just
I'm tired of talking. You're going to the back burner. Fuck them.
So, like, let the sale go through. It's not going to harm anyone. People are still going to go out and buy freaking PlayStation 5s. They're still going to buy Forspoken, and they're still going to buy Final Fantasy 16. It's not going to hurt any of this.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. All right. Let's get into some Nintendo stuff. And I don't actually mean video games. I mean theme parks. Are we all eventually going to be going to Universal Studios and check out the new Super Mario Land, whatever they're calling it?
I don't think I am.
Eventually? Never? You're never going
to
do it.
It's not on my things to do list, honestly.
Might be like
I want to see that list, by the way.
It's over there. Look at it. Neat.
Oh, my things to do list is leave the planet, take someone's life.
Wow.
And go to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
You're in that order. Your
priorities are fucked up, man. I don't even know. Take somebody's life. Like, where are you going to take them?
Galaxy's Edge.
Galaxy's Edge. Let's go. Yeah, well, here's the deal. When it comes to Nintendo's big Mario Kart ride that people are like, oh, yeah, we finally get to be in a Mario Kart, even though it's like pretty much just a roller coaster. You don't really drive or anything like that. It can only be ridden by thin people.
Sons of bitches.
They're like, if you're fat, fuck you. Whatever. Which is
there a thing saying you must be this wide to enter?
Well, look, have you ever, you've been on go-karts before. You've been on the high-speed ones, too. Like, you can't be obese and fit on them. It just doesn't work.
Okay. Well, I'm not talking obese. Let me tell you, Verlaine, and you have, like, the skinniest waist in the world, right? You wear, like, a 26 or something like that. What's your waist? We're coming out, and I'm just asking. What size jeans do you wear, Verlaine?
22, 23. I don't know. Oh, I don't fucking.
You're a fucking freak, man.
Serious?
What the fuck? I knew he was skinny. That's why. Mike, what size do you wear?
I'm a 41 because I have a giant ass.
41? Jack, yeah. You lost some weight though recently. I know that.
42
though. See, I'm about right there. I'm about 40, 42, depending on the jeans or whatever. Well, they're saying that guests whose waistline is at least 40 inches or greater may not be able to be riding this ride. 40? Mm-hmm. That's it?
Hey, you know, like,
I might not be able to ride the ride. I didn't think guys, I was obese.
But you're not obese. You guys look at me and you say I'm skinny, but I can look at you and say you're a little bigger. So what Nintendo is doing is saying you're a little bigger.
Yeah, and?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So Nintendo's on my side.
I don't know how to answer that. I don't know if that was like if you were making fun of us.
No, well, see, in this group, you guys are like, oh, Verlaine's a skinny one, but really, like, you guys are all about the same. So it's not me skinny. You guys are just thinking you're normal when I'm normal, and you're just a little plump.
It's pretty much what I was saying, Verlaine. So thank you. Yes, thank you for saying that. That's what was my point, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I've got a couple pairs of 40-inch jeans. So
yeah. Our friend Chris, he's a 38. He could ride it. He might be too tall, though. He's a tall dude, so he might be too tall.
Well,
I don't know. It didn't say length.
And I'm the one that doesn't want to go.
Yeah, I know. And you're the only one that can actually fucking ride the ride. We're sending Verlaine because he's the only one that can tell us the experience of the ride.
It's a roller coaster.
He just stands by the park and he just goes to like Indiana Jones World.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait, where are we? Yeah,
at least they're telling like, people now, because you know there's going to be a big group of people that are overweight and they're going to hold like make a big fuss about everything like they didn't know in the first place, like it should. Like they're telling you, don't come if you're overweight. whether it's right or wrong, don't come if you're overweight. You're not going to ride the ride, and people are still going to fucking be dicks and go there and, you should let everybody ride. Why? We didn't say everybody could. Not everybody can see an R-rated movie. The babies aren't fucking having a big fucking hissy fit.
Babies. Well, actually, they probably are more than most people.
But look, as right not or wrong about as particular it is, things, like,
they just cry.
There could just be, you know, maybe they didn't have enough money to get, like, stronger beams to hold the ride. You know, maybe it was finished and they found out, oh, shit, it can only do this much weight, and they made a mistake. Maybe they're just being dicks and want people to work out. Maybe that's why. They want people to be fit.
Nintendo fit.
Nintendo fit. Hey, if you can't fit in our Mario Kart roller coaster, you can buy our Wii Fit for the Switch or whatever and go work out. They make money. You get fit. You come back. I mean, they make money.
Nintendo is the only gaming company that has like a legit workout game, right? Like, the other ones don't. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's all like
still going Just Dance.
Yeah, maybe if you go there and you can't fit, they give you like a code for a free download of the game.
Is that what? Well, if that's the case, all right, that's cool. That's not.
You can't ride this, but here's a parting gift.
Here's the Nintendo Labo, and you can ride a roller coaster.
Take your fat ass home and go play this game.
here's a muffin.
I just love that the irony is that Nintendo's mascot is a fat plumber.
Great point. A great point. It means fucking Wario can't ride this ride, that's for sure.
Wow. So,
Bowser can't fucking... Yeah. That was almost Yoshi. Yeah, so there you go. There you go. You gotta be skinny to be a Nintendo fan or something like that. Pretty sure that's all I got out of that entire article.
Makes sense. I'm not skinny. I'm not a Nintendo fan.
I'm not, not either.
I win at life.
Why not me? All right. Let's go to some movie news. There is, James Gunn has announced DCU's plan. Okay. Are you guys excited? Are you guys excited?
I'm wondering why he took Jamie Lee Curtis's style.
Wow. You know, I actually thought it was Johnny Knoxville when I first saw the video.
True. Again, same thing.
It's like about the same thing. Yeah, it's about the same thing.
I would have been excited if they kept Superman.
Well, hold on. Like, hold on. You're getting ahead of everybody. That's what you usually do. Okay.
You just said, do we care? And I'm telling
you. I know. Hold on. First, before I go into what they're planning, I will say that the Batman and Joker sequels will not be a part of the new DCU.
That's fine. Yes.
I'm fine.
No, like, what? Why are we making movies that aren't a part of anything? I don't know. It's weird, but whatever. That's what DC does. So, okay, the list is, there's 10 of them. So they're saying DCU Chapter 1, Gods and Monsters. They're actually giving it a theme, okay? So instead of MCU's phases,
themes,
because that's what DC does. Number one, Superman Legacy, a movie, and it will not star Henry Cavill.
Another origin story?
Yes. Probably. Number two, another movie, The Brave and the Bold. Is that like
that should be good.
Like a soap opera?
How is that?
I remember when my grandmother used to watch The Brave and the Bold.
Because it's going to be Batman and Robin, and Robin is going to be Damian.
That does not make it good.
No, it makes it good. Because Damian is a bastard. Not really, but
he's a devil.
Yeah. He's evil and he likes to kill. Batman's got to be like, no, Robin, you can't do that.
A movie, number three, Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. Fine.
Whatever. Why isn't Superman the Man of Tomorrow then? I'm confused.
Because it's the name of the movie. Number four, another movie, The Authority.
Who's that?
Is it Triple H and Stephanie McMahon? What the frick?
Jack, you know DC. What is it?
The Game Line.
I saw the video that James Gunn did, and he talked more about it. I can't remember specifics about each one, but they're kind of the obscure, not well-known DC.
Yeah, they're in that like Challengers of Tomorrow category of like they were like early Silver Age. So
are like they the boys for DC?
I don't know. I do know that because they're obscure, that it gives hope, because look what he's done with other stuff like the Suicide Squad, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Suicide Squad's garbage. Guardians of the Galaxy didn't write. But I get it. I get it. There's a little bit of hope because the actors are on board, but still, like, he's making bad decisions right off the bat.
And Peacemaker.
Number five, a movie, and the one that I'm actually interested in seeing a little more about, if you know, whatever, is Swamp Thing. That's the only one that I'm like really like.
The Lanterns. That's a TV series. That looks like it'll be good.
Okay, well, we're not there yet. So, okay, cool.
With Heather Locke. They should have Heather Locke.
It sounded like you were done.
No, I said there was 10 of them, and I was at five. Pay attention. Number six, Creature Commandos, an animated TV show.
And wait, and this is part of their and this is their part of their DC universe. So they're just
right.
All right, cool. No, that's okay. Cool. Whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Number seven, Waller TV show. Because we need more fucking, what's her name? Samantha Waller. We need Amanda. More of that. Amanda, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Worst character ever, good or bad. Who the fuck cares?
I don't understand that. Seriously. Pennyworth, I saw one episode of that and I was just like,
it's not even bad. It's like, why does it exist?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I think that's a better point. All right.
So Waller, like, in the DC universe, does she matter? Because to me, it seems like she never was
Suicide Squad.
That's it. So like Gunn's just like grabbing onto some obscure characters that people hopefully don't know so he could just ruin them.
She runs also, she's kind of like the Shield, like the
like Nick Fury. Fury.
For Argus.
That's more like Hydra.
Yeah, it's not really a good thing.
Yeah.
But it's
I guess just a
good
fan
intentions.
Of the
actor.
All right, there's still something I want to hear on this list. Okay. I don't know the list, by the way.
Number eight, Jack, the Lanterns TV show.
Oh, that sounds cool.
I don't know, man. Green Lantern is like what Captain America used to be.
Yeah, but Verlaine, it's not just the Green Lantern. It's the Yellow Lantern. It's the Blue Lantern. It's the Rainbow Lantern. They're all lanterns.
They couldn't even get one lantern to work.
True. It's a good point.
How are they bringing in like, you know how many?
And then they had a fucking awesome actor like Mark Strong fucking turn into Sinestro, like the fucking evil Sinestro, and they did fucking nothing with it.
Yeah,
so like, that's for sure.
I was so excited about that. I was like, that's gonna be fucking sweet. And then
that was cool too. I don't know, man.
Okay.
He says the Lantern show series will be kind of a space cop type series.
Good. That's what we need.
With Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart.
So are they going to shoehorn Jessica Cruz in at some point then?
Are they fighting for the Green Lantern? I don't know anything about that crazy crap.
They're just basically just space police, that's all.
Although they should bring back Mark Strong to play Sinestro anyway. Just to
just voice him.
Let's go. It's fine. Yeah. It could be a completely different, you know, whatever, but I want to see it.
Yeah.
Because he would make a good Sinestro. But anyway, number nine, a TV show, Booster Gold. What the fuck is this? What is going on?
Wait, Booster Gold. Why is that familiar?
I don't know. It shouldn't be.
He's essentially, I don't want to call him DC Iron Man, but that's kind of what he is.
He was a dumbass from the future that came to the past and has powers and gets to be cool.
God damn, I hate DCs and they're fucking oh my god. All right, what's number 10?
Okay. Number 10, a TV show, Paradise Lost.
So nowhere on this list did I hear Peacemaker season 2.
Keep in mind, this is DCU chapter 1 and Peacemaker season 1 is not even a part of it.
So the most canon thing they had was the Justice League going into the Snyderverse League, and then Peacemaker, because the Justice League was there.
Those have nothing to do with the new DCU.
Right. That's why it's stupid. That's what I'm saying is they had something that they forced canon to. The Snyderverse brought back Leto as the Joker in that movie. They showed the clip. So there was something. And then Peacemaker had the fucking Justice League in the last episode. And it was those people, you know what I'm saying? And Shazam's trailer showing all of, you know, the Flash from the Snyderverse, Superman, Batman. So to just wipe that is just so fucking weird. And then replace it with
Booster Gold.
Oh, don't. So the Blue Beetle isn't part of this. Black Adam isn't part of this.
It's stupid.
Henry Cavill.
Shazam is, though. Shazam is?
How is that?
Yeah, because Shazam's kind of tied to the fucking... Because
it's the first... It's like the first...
Shazam and Aquaman kind of... Wonder Woman seems to be up in the air. Ish.
Yeah, the last title has to do with, well, where Wonder Woman's from.
Yeah.
Themyscira?
Yeah.
I'm honestly too old for this. I don't need another freaking reset universe thing. This is the third time in 6 years that DC has tried to like write their own ship. So they do away with all the corporate meddling. And okay, you pick James Gunn. He has a direction. Suicide Squad bombed. He's still
twice. Yes, Berlin. I heard that, and you're right. Twice.
Yeah. So.
Hey, let's put Starry in a fucking movie.
Oh, but then there was the Harley Quinn movie.
Birds of Prey.
No, Harley Quinn's the most canon thing.
I still haven't seen it.
So are they going to replace Waller's character? Because if they...
No.
Good. Okay, so wait. So the Suicide Squad is part of his universe.
Is it?
Yeah.
It has to be.
I would imagine it did. He didn't say anything.
But he never said it. Yeah, that's what I mean. He never fucking said it.
Look, I am. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'd have to see the first thing that he truly does with it because I don't like, dude. I'm just getting like Rian Johnston shit from him. Like, it seems like he doesn't know anything about comic books.
I need Verlaine to be at these hearings, at these like meetings or whatever, press conferences or whatever. So like Verlaine can get up and be like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah,
like, what the hell?
I'd be like, am I living in some bizarro world?
Yeah,
nobody does it.
Actually, no. I was making up a question that you would ask, but Verlaine, your question is next. So, what would you ask James Gunn while he was announcing all this? What would be your question?
How much is somebody paying you to ruin the universe of DC?
I mean, it's already been ruined. I don't know if he's going to ruin it.
See, that's the thing. Like,
saying that, actually,
yeah,
right. it's totally. Weird. I don't even know why it even upsets me because I hate everything about DC pretty much. Like they're just their storytelling. They have more bought IPs than like created IPs.
Yeah.
Like I just don't like them as a company. They're not. Yeah. I don't even give a fuck. Like the people who created Bob fucking Kane, like created Batman. He's a moron. They're all fucking idiots. They didn't think about their superheroes when they made them. Their fucking go-to is from another planet. We'll deal with it later. We'll let the younger guys deal with that in the future.
Yeah.
Like it's boring. So then when you have a guy who's coming in that wants to make shit good, but he's making shit even shittier, it's just so, I don't even know, dude. It's like, I'm not invested, but I kind of want to be. I think it's because of Peacemaker. Peacemaker kind of got me involved and kind of like a little bit invested in the DC stuff. It's the best thing I've ever seen them put out. Yeah.
Because it took a chance. It took a chance that no other fucking DC iteration has ever done. And they kind of nailed it. They really did.
That was James Gunn. That was James Gunn. And he's not like, that's what I'm saying. Like I don't even know. Like it's going to be something fun to watch because right now we're seeing Marvel has really is starting their phase. We just had a bunch of bullshit. Now they're starting everything. So, I mean, I again, I think it's too little too late for DC. They fucking screwed the pooch again. This whole time we're getting bullshit like Miss Marvel. They could have been giving us good shit to replace that, to get our minds off the fucking other shit. She-Hulk was fine, but it's just a show. It was just a lawyer show. They didn't take advantage of that and give us anything. Anything. You know what they gave us? Fucking Batman's voice dead. That's what they gave us. They gave us no more fucking Batman. Which led to no more fucking Joker.
Wait, did they kill him? I didn't know if they had anything to do with
it. No, but he might as well be. I mean, that was canon. Mark Hamill's not doing the Joker anymore because of it.
No.
Yeah. What about that Constantine? Those rumors of a Constantine sequel with bringing Keanu Reeves back.
I'd love to see that.
Probably just not going to be part of the universe.
It'll be a different
not my universe. Mm.
Anything not in the James Gunn universe is considered Elseworlds, which is
Elseworlds. That's right.
It's the multiverse for DC.
If your number one like backer is Batista, come on, man.
He doesn't want to be a part of it either, as far as I know.
No, Batista's the one that didn't want to be part of Guardians because they were getting rid of Gunn, and he would follow Gunn.
Oh, we're talking about Marvel now? Oh, okay.
All right. No, we're talking about James Gunn and Batista's loving, like, all on board. Like, fuck everyone if I want to be part of Gunn.
Yeah,
I didn't hear anybody else saying that kind of shit.
Batista bomb or something.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'd have to be proven wrong, but yeah, I'm not thrilled. I'm not thrilled about it. That was sort of like about like what Verlaine had said. I feel like DC stuff works better for television shows. I think when you try and adapt it in the movies, it's just not the right medium for it. It's too short.
People are too wise to that. You can't just be like, oh, he's here from space and he can do whatever the fuck he wants. That's a little unrealistic. Like.
Yes.
The only one who could fight Superman realistically is fucking Jesus. Like, if you want to get down to it, that's his equal, or a fucking speck of his own planet.
Yeah, that's why they've always teased with making Superman evil, because like we have no villains that can technically destroy him, so let's make Superman a bad guy.
And then you have no good guys that can destroy him.
Yeah,
but Batman can take on anyone.
Yeah,
prep time.
Let me win. Let me lose a couple matches first, and then I'll come back with your weakness.
Your mom's name.
Anytime I think of DC and how fucking terrible it is, it just reminds me of the end of Justice League, where all these fucking like next level people are taking on this guy that most people have no idea who the fuck he is, and then this fucking alien shows up. And like mops the fucking floor with him. Like, where the fuck have you been? Where were you? You're fucking Superman. You can hear someone sneeze on the other side of the fucking world, and you weren't here early enough to help us. I don't know, man.
Dude, the story of that. What's his name?
I gotta help out Lois.
Armageddon. What's his name?
He can fucking circle the Earth and turn time back. So like, why didn't he just do that? I don't know if that's actually.
Oh, yeah.
I know that was a Christopher Reeve, but like, can he just do that? So it's like when Steppenwolf started to be there before he killed a bunch of people.
Well, they did redo the movie and add the Martian, right?
No, it was like one scene. It wasn't even. He just kind of showed up. And, hey,
he was in Yeah, Martian
left.
Totes, dude.
He goes, hey, Batman, or hey, Bruce Wayne, I'm a Martian. See ya.
You mean you're from Mars? The only planet we can actually observe is where you're from?
Yeah, there's no nothing there. And we've been on the goddamn planet and whatever.
We live on the ground.
That's why DC's not it, like at least like the X-Men, it's scientific. Like shit can happen. It's like this because of whatever radiation. I got bit by a fucking spider. No. Not like, oh, fucking, I was born a god. Someone was cloning me and kept throwing me into a volcano until I became the volcano. And then I fucking erupted with madness.
Sunshine makes me strong because...
Here's a giant starfish. Ah! Yeah. Fucking DC, whatever. Anyway, all right, let's move on from DC to something else that probably pissed people off this past week. And that's Netflix, of course, telling people that they can't share passwords and blah, 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 blah. And after they do it, all these people have a problem with it. And now Netflix claims that it errantly posted password sharing rules that would block devices outside the subscribers' houses in the U.S. So they didn't do it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Of course not.
And like I said before, this is the downfall of Netflix. They are trying to take control, and it's just going to piss people off. It really is.
Well,
I can't wait to see it in action.
Here's the thing: this is what's going to happen. Like they're just like every company. They're just going to fucking fold to everybody's fucking quandering, which is stupid. Mm-hmm. But now all that's going to do, it's not going to stop them, because guess what? They're just going to throw in fucking commercials. We're going to get commercials because nobody wants to fucking stop sharing, or nobody wants to pay the prices. Look at Hulu. Hulu does both, and no one complains about it, because it's like, it's, Netflix and Disney is overshadowing that shit, that they're just like, oh, we're going to charge you and give you commercials. No one says shit at all.
Disney just added commercials.
Yeah, at the beginning, though, right? Like, it doesn't take over in the middle, right? Because that would be pretty shitty.
Like, they have ads for their own shit.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
I think HBO Max does the same thing.
Yeah,
fuck, I mean, right back in the day, you'd get a VHS tape of whatever, and you'd have trailers, so whatever. That's cool.
But, yeah, it's
never bothered me before.
Because, look, Netflix has risen their prices, and everybody's like, Hirsch McGirsch, and it stayed. They didn't take it back.
That was actually a quote by somebody.
Hirsch McGirsch.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I said when they said
we're Hirsch McGirsch.
But I don't know, man. I mean, why would a company even, like, at this point even put that out? I don't know who's dumb in the situations like this. Like, are the companies believing that we believe that, or are we actually as a whole believing that the companies believe that? Because
I don't think
in that case, why say anything? Here's our rules. Ah, Netflix. And they're like, oh, my bad. We didn't mean that. But that's what they say. But we don't believe them. They can't possibly believe themselves. So do they believe that we are that stupid? Or are we that stupid?
No,
where they can say that.
No, and smart people can be like, we didn't mean to post that. We didn't mean
My bad. So you're telling me
it.
You're telling me your media department head is fired then, right? You're telling me the person in charge is fired?
No. We just didn't mean it.
Oh, my bad. So it's okay to post that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it happens.
Cool. Well, when I'm done murdering your mom, I'll sign up for Netflix.
Well, that'll take one thing off your list. So that's good.
Oh, but I didn't mean to say that. I'm just kidding. I'm not really going to murder her. Because you showed disdain towards that, I'm not going to do it anymore.
This is the second time on the show that Verlaine said he was going to kill somebody. You want to talk, dude? There's a number you could call.
It's the third time that has to worry you.
Yeah, okay. Well, twice, no big deal. It's like Beetlejuice. It's fine. Whatever. All right. We are not going to talk about The Last of Us. We're going to talk about The Last of Us next week, because Verlaine decided he hates the show, and he threw HBO Max out the window because he can't share it anymore.
I'm kidding. I have to download it illegally.
No. We'll get back to it. Although next episode, just so everyone knows, will air on Friday night to avoid Super Bowl Sunday. So you got all weekend to see the new one too. So
Super Bowl Sunday.
You guys got.
Now I don't have a reason to not.
You guys got in the boot on the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
You don't have to answer that.
I'm four. Then have some aspirin.
Have some aspirin. All right. Last but not least, AMC theaters are now pricing tickets based on seat location. The beginning of the end of movie theaters?
Wait, it depends on what they consider the best location.
Well, so far we don't have, you know, what everything costs yet, but seeing as how the middle section will probably be the most, right? The front should be the least.
The front shouldn't exist. I choose all the way in the back. I like being all the way in the back. I'm down with that. Same. If it's the cheapest, fine. But that's stupid. It's not a fucking contest. I mean, it's not a fucking concert.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, what are you charging exactly for? Like, there's got to be something like, is it the most viewing per stair? Is it like you don't have to move or squint? Like, how are they basing these prices?
Well, how much are tickets right now? $12? $11?
Like two or one.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, $12.
12. What did you say, two or one? So is the cheapest ticket going to be what it is now? And then it will only be more expensive? Or is the most expensive ticket going to be $12 and the other seats will be cheaper?
Oh, it's going to start at 12. It's going to start at 12. But the thing is, it's like, how are they going to regulate something that's in the middle, though? Like, some movie theaters aren't designed the same. Maybe all theirs have to be if they're going to do this. But still, like, you're talking about something no one's ever done that before. You charge... The closer to the thing is the most money. the closer, right? Or if you have the loge.
No, I don't think that would be the case.
Like ringside is more money than.
Yeah, but that's different. That's a fucking. That's what I'm saying.
There's nothing else. There's nothing else that charges premium for something that's in the middle. Like,
yeah.
Not too close, not too far, no, in the middle. So that's what I'm saying is like, that's kind of weird how they're going to judge that. Like, is
I think it's easy. I don't think there's much of a judge. I think they have data that supports that the most people, like when select theaters those. Fill, because you can select your own seat.
Right.
When theaters fill, the middle gets, this middle section gets filled the quickest. So, or first rather in this case. So pretty much from there, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I don't, but I'm still just, it's stupid. They're still worried. The theaters are still not doing good.
There's so many theaters that have closed, especially in this area. I know. So, and actually out of the area too. So like a bunch of Regals are gone. The theater that me and my wife would go to pretty regularly is closed, you know, like, so we have to go somewhere else. AMC, I don't know. We'll see how this goes. But now if I fucking have to pay a different price on a goddamn ticket, I'm going to do what Verlaine does and download legally.
I need to get back into that illegal shit. I took time off like COVID. I was like, I'm not going to let my computer run and share the shit. Nothing's coming out. That's what killed me with torrents.
I love how that was your demise.
Nothing was coming out. Nothing was coming out. I'm like, there's nothing for me to do.
Not missing a family or friends or anything like that. I stopped downloading illegal movies.
COVID killed my illegal downloads. Yes. Thanks, COVID.
Assholes delaying their movie theater from box office.
Yeah, what the hell?
I want to see Tenet. Movie theaters should they're not going to agree, but they should lower the price of their refreshments. Like, they make them higher because they're like, people aren't, you know, we need to get as much out of the people as possible. But I fucking guarantee you, if you cut that shit in half, people will go to the movies. Because shit, there are unfortunately people that would be like, fuck, popcorn and soda is dinner. Come on, kids, let's go to the movies. Mm-hmm. Like, they could afford to do that shit. It's fun. They don't have to bring things in because now they're just paying for the movie and then bringing their own food in.
That's illegal for land. You can't do that.
It's not illegal. It's not illegal. You wouldn't get arrested. They just might say something, but then they're all like kids anyway. So trust me, be like, what do you want to do about this, kid?
I say that like I don't bring my own shit in the theater.
Oh yeah.
Well, they sell that stuff in freaking stores to begin with. Oh, movie
light. Why can't, what the fuck, dude?
I know. They killed themselves doing that. The exact movie style boxes in the fucking Walmart. Shit, fine. I'll do that. Yeah.
I've only had three of them.
I was wanted to just like retrograde some seats. So like, hey, if you want to pay for this more expensive seat, well, cup holders were removed from the seats in the back. So you can get seats with cup holders in the middle.
No, you know what they need to do? And I've been saying this for fucking years. Honestly, I really have been. And what they need to do is they need to put a fucking headphone jack in the goddamn seat. So I don't have to listen to fucking Verlaine open up his Werther's Originals while watching. Like, I don't need that shit, man.
My originals.
Or sitting there hearing.
Yeah. Like, you put headphones on, man. You can turn that shit up. It'll be the fucking greatest movie experience you'll ever have.
And then.
And Verlaine can keep stabbing his victims in the back of the theater.
No one hear it. They would charge you a lot more. They got to stop doing that. They're like, oh, here, have these comfort seats that make you feel at home. Well, dude, you don't want me to be at home because you don't want me to stream. Now, do you want me to be at home or not? Don't give me these lounges because then they're just going to charge more money for the ticket.
That's what Verlaine is upset about.
Well, that's why they charge so much. They're like, oh, $12. Why am I paying $12? Oh, look at these seats. They're like $1,000 each and they massage you and they hold your cup. Well, fuck. I could have just stayed at home then and paid that much money to fucking rent the movie.
Or just download.
Or illegal download. I could pay someone to give me their fucking token and Ivy Torrents.
You don't get the fucking boo and all the, you know what I mean?
Kids vaping in the back and screaming profanities.
That too. That's why they should have headphone jacks on the seats. That's what I'm saying.
I think they should just get rid of theaters, make it something that us old people used to do, and just stream fucking everything.
No, what they should do is do like what Japan has and just have small theaters.
And panty vending machines.
No, seriously, they have theaters where you see they can only seat up to 12 people.
That's called your friend's house, usually.
But no, it's like an actual thing.
That's weird.
It does well because you can get a couple of friends and you can have the whole entire place, and it's theater style and everything. I'm like, I don't know.
Vape in the back. Yell obscenities on the floor.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. On that note, let's end this show before Verlaine talks about murdering somebody else. All right. Thank you, everybody that watched the show live. We do appreciate that. Thank you, everybody that downloaded the show. We even like that even more. Yeah, seriously, even more we like that. So we appreciate it. Thanks to Jack from the Canned Adder podcast. Download that show, too.
We're on Evergreen.
Yeah. Evergreen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we need, something like that. But
we're deciduous.
Deciduous family.
We're the deciduous podcast. We're only around during seasons that have us.
No, I'm pretty sure we're on, well, almost every week. I guess we take some weeks off. But we have lives. Don't blame us. What are you going to do? So, all right. On that note, there's only one thing left to do. Well, first, check out the website, gamefreakshow.com. Check out all the articles posted by Senor Fancy. Of course, Gina. So, there's some stuff on the website you guys could go check out. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, like I say, it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
See ya.
I love you.
Be kind. Rewind.
I'm Jack.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Well, hey, podcast listener, my name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. There is, I don't know. I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show. Wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.